This is Akashvani, the news read by Behvash Fatima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized importance of innovation, research and emerging technologies in shaping India's growth trajectory. Addressing the 57th convocation of Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi urged the students to keep the national interest at the center of their decisions and ask themselves how their actions can benefit the country and address its needs. The Prime Minister said that new sectors are emerging in the country, offering fresh opportunities for the youth. He cited sectors such as semiconductors, space and drones, and said India is working towards becoming self-reliant across all sectors. Mr. Modi said this drive towards self-reliance will serve as a strong foundation for building a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a phone call from US Vice President J.D. Vance a short while ago. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed ways to further deepen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership across key areas. They noted the sustained momentum in the high-level engagements and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening cooperation in trade, defense, critical and emerging technologies, energy security and critical minerals. Both leaders also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Mr. Modi congratulated Mr. Vance and the second lady Usha on the birth of their son and conveyed best wishes to the entire family. The government has clarified that UPI will remain free for consumers and all person-to-person transactions will continue to be free of charge. The Finance Ministry in a statement said consumers will not face any transaction charges while making payments through UPI, while the vast majority of merchant transactions will also remain free of charge. It said that if merchant discount rate MDR charges are introduced, they will apply only to a limited set of merchant transactions above a certain threshold and at a nominal rate. The ministry said that the amendment to the Payment and Settlement Systems Act is an enabling provision aimed at ensuring UPI's long-term sustainability, technological advancement and resilience against emerging risks. It has also highlighted UPI's growing importance as a critical part of India's digital payment infrastructure. The platform processed 2,366 crore transactions worth 29.9 lakh crore rupees last month alone and is now live in 11 foreign countries. The deadlock over the alleged irregularities in the JPSC and JSSC recruitment examinations in Jharkhand now appears to be moving towards a resolution. The Jharkhand government will hold next round of talks with students protesting the alleged exam irregularities in the state today. The talks will be held around 12 p.m., a member of the government panel said. After the panel held meeting with Chief Minister Hemant Soren, apprising him about the progress achieved during the dialogue with the protesters. The high-level talks between the state government and different groups of protesting students was held yesterday at the state guest house in Ranchi in a positive atmosphere. To ensure greater transparency, the government has also issued an official feedback email ID through which students and all stakeholders can submit their suggestions. The flood situation in Assam remained grim, with the toll reaching 99 as one more death was reported and over 1.47 lakh people still affected, an official bulletin said yesterday. The Assam Disaster Management Authority bulletin said the latest fatality was reported from Golaghat district. The bulletin said 12 districts of Sonitpur, Nagaon, Golaghat, Sivsagar, Hojai, Darang, Jorhat, Dhemaji, Charaidev, Karbi, Anglong, Lakhimpur, and Biswanath remained affected by the deluge. The administration is operating 53 relief camps, sheltering 8,568 displaced people. Another 41 relief distribution centers are also functional. Indian lifters continued their impressive performance at the Asian Junior Weightlifting Championships in Tashkent, Uzbekistan yesterday, with a gold and a silver medal in the men's junior 60-kilogram category. Tomchau Meitai won a total of 3 medals, gold in the overall category, bronze in the snatch and silver in the clean and jerk. And that is the end of this news bulletin.